The pasuk in this week's parsha says in Perek Chavdala, pasuk Samad Gimel, Vayitzei Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh Lefnos Arev. Towards the evening, Yitzchak went out Lasuach Basadeh. What does that mean to be Lasuach Basadeh? Ibn Ezra writes, Lasuach Lalechet Bein Hasichim, to walk amongst the trees. Like the pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, V'chol Siach Hasadeh Terem Yitzmach, the word Siach means trees. So the pasuk is telling us that Yitzchak, he went out to the trees of the field, and then he saw the camels coming, etc. The Rashbam continues in this direction of the Ibn Ezra, and he says that Yitzchak came from afar. He hadn't seen his workers in a long time. He hadn't seen like what they're doing and what they're up to in the field. Vayelach Yitzchak lasuach basadeh, klomar latat ilanot v'lerot inenei po'alav. He went to go ahead and plant trees and to see what's the deal with his workers. To see, are they doing their job? He hasn't checked on them in a long time. He was managing his business. He wanted to go ahead and see how his workers were doing in the field. Rashi, however, and there's one opinion in the Gemara, has a different explanation. What does lasuach mean? Lashon tefila. Kamo, the pasuk in Tehillim, yishpoch sicho. That Yitzchak was going, lasuach basadeh meant he was going to speak in the field. Not referring to trees, but referring to davening. He was going to be mispalel, where one opinion, the Gemara learns from here, that Yitzchak instituted the tefila of mincha. So it's quite interesting, a little bit different explanations of the story over here. One is he's going to check out his workers and see if the business is moving forward and walk through the trees. And on the other hand, we have another opinion that's telling us that he was coming to Nasuach to speak, to institute mincha. Are these just two completely different pshatim? Is there any way to jive them together and see a deeper meaning over here? We'll try the latter. The tefillah of mincha, which we're all going to have the opportunity to do in just a few moments. What a perfect segue. The tefillah of mincha, the name mincha, is very difficult to understand. Tosos asks this question. Maseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Zayin 107a, Tosos asks, why is it called mincha? Shachris in the morning is called Shachris because it's the Shachar, it's the morning time. Arvitz, Mariv, is called that because it's Erev, it's the night time. We should have called Mincha Tzaharayim. Have you davened Tzaharayim today? You have to get used to that. Okay. It should have been called the afternoon prayer or Bein Harbayim, to be more precise. Bein Harbayim, it's closer to the evening. Why this whole new thing called Mincha? So Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos' first answer is that it's named after the Minchas HaTamid, the carbon Mincha Tamid that was brought every single day at the end of the day. And Tosfos asked, yeah, but there was one brought in the morning also. So why wasn't it called the Mincha in the morning? So Tosfos says, because we had an easier, cleaner name called Shachris, and Bein Arbayim is a little bit, as the Chassam Sofer explains, so it's a little bit confusing, because like, when is that? It's like, before Shkia, on Shkia, after Shkia, it's a little bit of a confusing time. It's not as defined as Shachar. Shachar is like Shachar, when the day starts, or Erev, when it's already dark. Bein Arbayim is a little bit of it would mislead us, it would be confusing. The second answer that Tosfos says is that the mincha, by the time of Eliyahu, when Eliyahu Anavi was answered, is around the time of the bringing of the mincha, and to remind us that at that time is an Eis Ratzon, at the time that the mincha is brought in the afternoon, is an Eis Ratzon, a special time, different than the morning. So therefore, we call it mincha to remind us that the time of the Karban Mincha is a very, very special time. That has a halachic ramification. The Magen Avraham says that it's ideal, if you see from Tosfos, that when's the ideal time to daven mincha? Closer to Shkia, later, not now. Now, everyone here should daven now. Later is during Seder. So, but the ideal time in halacha is later, because you see that we are confused about the name because of when the times are closer to Shkia. So therefore, that's the opinion of Tosfos. The Rambam, in his Perish Mishnayos in Maseches Brachos, in Perek Dalet, and the Ramban, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Vav, they say something different. They say the word mincha has nothing to do with the carbon mincha. It has to do with the word menucha, to rest, because the sun is beginning to rest, the light is starting to go down, to be subdued, and therefore the word mincha has nothing to do with the carbon mincha, it has to do with the sun dropping. So shachar is about the sun coming up, mincha is about the sun dropping, and they work well together. The Chida, in his Sefer Pesach Einayim, on Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim, has a different answer. And he says as follows. He says that who was the Avos, one of the Avos that instituted Mincha? Yitzchak, like we just said. He said, Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. He went out to speak in the field. He went to go ahead and daven Mincha. Yitzchak was the one of the Avos that we see that was Moser Nefesh. He went ahead, he was willing to give up his life. Akedas Yitzchak, he's willing to go on the Mizbeach for Hashem. He was able to give it up. He was being Moser Nefesh, give over his Nefesh. The Karban Mincha, out of all the Karbanos, in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, calls the bringing of the Mincha Nefesh. The Pasuk says, V'Nefesh, Ki Sakriv Karban Mincha LaHashem. When the Nefesh comes and brings the Karban Mincha. Rashi explains why over here by the Mincha does it mention the Nefesh. Lo nemar nefesh b'chol ha-karbanos. By no other karban does it ever say the nefesh is bringing the karban. Ela b'mincha. Only by the mincha of the nedava. Because mi darko lisnadi b'mincha. Who's the one who gives a mincha? He wants to make a donation. He wants to bring a karban out of goodwill. Who's the person that brings this simple flour and water? Who's that person? An ani. A poor person. A rich person is bringing a big fat animal. But a poor person, he's the one that brings the mincha. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mala Ani Alav Ki'ilu Hikriv Nafsho. This Ani, who doesn't really have much, and he says, you know, I still want to partake, and I want to bring something, and it's not extravagant, but I can do what I can do, and I'm willing to give him my all. It's his nefesh, as if he's bringing his nefesh up. And therefore, says the Chida, that since we see that the mincha offering represents giving ourselves up, something that's uncomfortable, something that's difficult, I don't have that money, but I go ahead and I bring it, and who is the one who was Moser Nefesh, who went and beyond something that was comfortable for him for the sake of Hashem? That was Yitzchak. So therefore, the Mincha specifically is designated to the name of the tefillah that Yitzchak went ahead and gave and instituted. You mentioned before that Eliyahu was Nene. He was answered at the time of the bringing of the Mincha. The Torah writes in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Uma'ot Sarach Lizarba, a person should be extra careful when it comes to davening mincha. Why? Because Shalari lo nen Elio, ela b'tfilas ha-mincha. Because Elio was answered only with the tfil of mincha. What's so significant about the time of mincha? V'chein, shal erev b'layla zmana yadua. At night, we know when you're supposed to daven. V'vola beisov u'panim iskav. When you come home at night, and you're done with your work, you're home now, it's time to rest. Okay, you know, you could go ahead and you could daven mincha. Shachar, tefillah shachris, zman yadua, also we know when to daven. Baboker, in the morning, b'kum mitas, you get up from your bed, the first thing you do is you don't check your messages, you don't look at your emails or your whatever you're looking at. You get up and you go daven, you spalm miyad immediately. Kodim shi'itar biska, before all that stuff starts getting in your head. You woke up, you had a decent night's sleep, a good night's sleep even, and nothing is bothered, and you go straight into your davening with nothing else on your mind. It's clear, it's easy. At the end of the day, your day's over, it's beyond, you're home now. Okay, now I could go ahead and I get in daven. It's easy, it's an easy thing. However, mincha, shehi be'emtza hayom, mincha's in the middle of the day. I'm in the middle of doing my work. I'm in the middle of learning. I'm in the middle. I have to go down to eat lunch. I have to get back from lunch. Oh, I got to rest now from lunch. That was a complicated thing to eat my lunch. I have to rest. I can't go daven mincha now. But Ochu Tarab Iskav, he's so busy in his busyness. Busyness. There. Zarech lasum oso elivo. A person has to put into his heart. V'lifnos mikol iskav. He has to put away all of his business from his heart, from his mind. Uli spalo son, to go ahead and daven. Whoa, that's tough. And if a person is able to do that, even when it's difficult, even when there's a lot of other things in his mind and a lot of things that he might want to do and a lot of things that he feels he has to do, and he says, you know what, I'm going to clear my mind now. It's not like the morning when my mind is already clear. It's not like the night when there's nothing more going on. In the middle of the day, smack in the middle, 1 o'clock, 1:30, right there. And I have to go ahead and say, let me stop for a second to clear my mind, to be able to focus, to be able to daven. That's when you go ahead and you get tremendous reward. Mincha, the whole nature of Mincha, represents Yitzchak. The whole nature of Mincha represents this idea of the Ani bringing his Korban Mincha. It's when things aren't easy, when we have other things going on, when we might want to do something else, it's still light time, I could go play ball now, I could still have other things, I'll have Mincha later. I have other things going on, and we still say, no, I want to stop in the middle of my day, I want to refocus, I want to go through my priorities, I want to feel Hashem again. Maybe I didn't feel Hashem while I was eating my schnitzel so much. I want to go ahead and I want to tap in again so the rest of my day can be even more connected. When a person is able to go ahead and be moser his nefesh, to daven mincha, that is the great schar. That is the eis ratzon that Eliyahu is able to tap into and to be nene in a greater way than shachris and mariv. Chaval! The mincha is like, you know, after chap a mincha, people say. You got to chap it, but you got to grab a mincha. You got to grab a mincha. I got to have a mincha. I want a mincha. That's the best one. Now, the reason it gets so knocked around is because it's so chashiv. It is so important. That's the way it goes. Things that are super important, unfortunately, end up on the bottom. But we have an opportunity. We have an incredible opportunity. Day in and day out, it's hard. Yitzchak, it was about difficult work. It was about being moser nefesh. It was about going into the field, into the siach, into the Brussels, into the trees, and it's to navigate in the trees and to make sure that people are working and people are productive and people are moving forward. It's not a simple thing what Yisrael was doing. But specifically there, in the work, in the difficulty, that's when we go ahead and we daven. It's specifically there that we're able to take a minute, say a little bit of a longer ashrei, or maybe take a 30 seconds before ashrei starts and just forget about what was. Forget about what still is going to be in the afternoon and be able to focus on our mincha. And Be'ezras Hashem, if we take this message to ourselves, to heart, day in, day out, we're moser nefesh, we'll be able to have very, very special tefillas mincha, and Be'ezras Hashem, our tefillas are going to be answered for everything that we ask for.